Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Sarah McConnell, Seamus O'Moraine, Jeff Miller, Duncan Watson, MJ Stokesish, Mara Hopper, Katleya, Melina Lilich, Ariana Emery, Roxy Arnold. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 125, Civilian Casualties.
Statement of Sergeant Terence Simpson regarding an outbreak of violence in the crofting community of Lancraig, Rossshire. Original statement given 19th July, 1993. Audio recording by Jonathan Sims, the archivist. Statement begins. The thing is, I wasn't even responding to a call-out. Well, I was, but it was a break-in about 10 miles further on, and I just wasn't in a hurry. I mean, Lancraig is the sort of place you don't even notice you've been through if you're not looking. A half mile of road with a handful of white or stone cottages dotting the fields. Nothing you'd recognise as a shop, and it's 2 miles the other way to the post office. Lancraig is what they write on the map, but to most people it's just more empty highland. It's like that with a lot of old crofting communities. They've all got their little parcel of land for farming and a big old stretch to keep the sheep together, but it's a poor life, really, and hard work. Lends itself to isolation well. Too well, sometimes. I knew Callum McKenzie, or at the very least he knew me. Again, not well, but North Highlands police tend to serve a lot of very small communities, and I stood out like a sore thumb. He called me the Bastard English, but he always did it with a smile on his face. His little house served as pub for those minded to use it. He didn't have a licence, but if the landlord didn't mind, who was going to raise a stink about it? I could have, I guess, but it would have been a damn stupid thing to do, turning them all against me. He even showed me the still he kept out back once, and I'm very thankful I was on duty at the time, or I might have had to drink some out of politeness. So I'm driving, heading towards this break-in over in Dalnessie, when Constable Carla Ross, my partner, starts telling me to slow down. Now, Ross had known Callum a lot longer than I had, being about 10 years my senior on the force, and had a good 20 years experience policing these communities. I dropped speed, and she stared out at one of the crofts next to us, making this little noise of uncertainty. I was just about to speed up again when she gasped and yelled to stop the car. There wasn't really anywhere to park, but the road was wide enough to pass on, and barely saw 2 cars in an hour, so I just stopped where we were and we got out. Staring out over the low stone wall, I could see a figure stood in the middle of the field. It took me a moment to recognise Callum McKenzie, holding out his pitchfork as he looked over his croft. But no, the angle was wrong. He wasn't holding his pitchfork, he was just gripping the handle.